Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
I do.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yeah.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
And in your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council, it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
And how would you rate the overall quality of condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The next one, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs.
The first one.
Or, okay, the last one is no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition. The first one, are you sure?
Correct.
Okay, and how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government, much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Somewhat high.
As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. The option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed? Will you vote yes or no on this?
No.
The option two, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cent or 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Yes or no?
No.
And the last one, the option three, will you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance? Yes or no?
Yes.
And next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts for this November might make? The first one, taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason or not persuasive at all, okay? And we're done. Thank you for your time. The first one, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes under net, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. That's a very persuasive reason to vote yes, somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Somewhat.
The next one, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat or not persuasive at all, to vote yes.
No.
Not at all? Okay. And the next one, Glenwood Springs weather is tall on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, somewhat or not at all?
Not at all.
The next one, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. This is very persuasive, someone, or not at all?
Not at all.
The next one, a significant proportion of the sales tax money of Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Very persuasive reason, somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat.
The last four, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very persuasive, not at all.
Somewhat.
Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors that is currently necessary. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat.
The next one, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Wait, you got to go back to. I didn't want that to increase from 0.5 cent to 1 cent. I'm not for that.
But in this specific statement, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes.
All the questions you've asked me, the last five questions should be not at all, because I don't want that sales tax to go up at all. So I'm done. Thanks. Bye.